1037.
Biggest problem we have right now is these risk of tornadoes. We've already had 8 tornadoes, and that's probably our biggest risk. Everybody's got to look, watch out, you know, follow the tornado warnings and watches. Take this as a precursor, as a reminder, get ready. 3 days of food, 3 days of water. Make sure you have, you know, the radios to make sure you can follow the National Weather Service, things like that. Do all these things.
All right, that's the governor of Florida, Rick Scott. I have to agree with him. How often do I say that here on this show? Now we can't, you know, laugh or just slough off, I think, being emergency prepared. It's just too vital when we have all these strange weather patterns and in different parts of the U.S. This is Andrea that he's talking about smashing into Florida, really soaking the Sunshine State big time, steering up east. That's what the weather is going to be like for a lot of people. Rain throughout the weekend. A woman in Palm Beach County in Florida was seriously injured. All she was doing was laying in her bed, and an oak tree flew through the bedroom window and smashed into her. So there's been some flash flood warnings. It certainly is running its course up the eastern seaboard. The watch includes Washington, by the way. They predict that could get up to 6 inches of rain. New York City, they're talking about 1 to 2 inches. In Maine, they're talking about all of you up there, our great friends in Maine listening to America Tonight. 3 inches of rain by the weekend, all the way through the weekend. So what happened with Andrea is it gathered some speed, but it didn't ever pass from tropical storm, thank goodness, to a hurricane. It passed through the Gulf of Mexico, and it didn't ascend to that status. Luckily, it would have had to hit 74 mile an hour winds or more than that, so it hadn't done that. But it made landfall in what they call the Big Bend region of Florida. So it was about 180 miles north of Tampa, and then it went up through Florida and is going toward Georgia and whatnot. And they're saying about 45 mile an hour winds is what they're clocking it as now at this point. So some coastal flooding kind of thing, but manageable. That's the good news. Let's hope it stays that way. And Florida is one of those places too where, you know, you just don't know. Enough rain dumps on some of the areas, and you could be looking at people dealing with floods. 45 mile an hour winds are still pretty strong. So it chugged in and just dumped a lot of rain and headed further up the coastline. So storm surge, tide, all of that. A lot of people had some chills go up their spine remembering what they've dealt with. Florida and hurricanes do not mix. The right weather pattern, and it's like poison. I mean, it's like poison. Eric Holder on the warpath when it comes to leaks. He said the leaks target government officials, not reporters. Duh. We didn't know that. So why are they doing that? That's exactly what the deal is. They're trying to figure out who their sources are, and that's the problem. That's why the Shield Law is being discussed, because if you don't have sources, the sources dry up because they're going to be named, then you're not going to get these stories out of Washington. And I think that's maybe the scariest thing of all. So, of course, we're not going to prosecute journalists for what they're doing, but they're looking to prosecute the people who gave them the information. And we're talking about even the Associated Press, Fox News, all of that stuff. They're trying to figure out who the leaks were, identify them, and prosecute them because they're saying they're jeopardizing government secrets. You know, it's like we have 4 piles of paper, and it just depends what pile you're in. Are you the leaker because you can't believe some of the ridiculous things you're seeing? Are you the journalist who's just trying to report it, and then they're pawing through your records to get to the source? And On the other hand, some of us fall into the other pile, and that would be also others, where they're just getting our phone records, going through it because we happen to be on a particular service with the internet, Microsoft and Yahoo and Apple TV and whatever. I mean, the Justice Department, to me, is squarely melting in this controversy, because really, Holder is just showing his inability to control what's happening in his office, to know what's going on. I mean, come on, he is the top cop. How is it that he, what does he, delegate everything Fast and Furious? I had no knowledge of that until Brian Terry's death. No knowledge whatsoever. I'm recusing myself from this particular situation because the Department of Justice was involved in this. Ugh. He's just too smug for me. To me, he reeks of I'm trying to spin this completely in my own direction. And the Justice Department getting 2 months of the phone records from the AP was just dead wrong. And the reason why is because they want to know how the AP knew about the airline bomb plot in Yemen. That's what they wanted to know. And that's why it was of great interest. Remember Daryl Issa, the congressman from California? He says Holder's statements are a lie by most people's standards. Holder wrote Senators Bob Goodlatte and James Sensenbrenner of the House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday of this week, if you remember, saying that what constitutes, you know, as part of his review, he has had a series of productive meetings with news organizations and other interested people and sticking, you know, in order to solicit their valuable input. And, you know, hopefully they'll schedule more meetings with members of Congress. He's just so trying to save face on that one. Just so trying to save face. All right, what about immigration? That's kind of in a holding pattern. Here's what Nancy Pelosi had to say.
Nearly 500,000 Dreamers have applied for deferred action under the president's initiative. To date, nearly 300,000 of them have been approved for deferred action. And today, the Republicans in the House passed an amendment that would undo all of that.
Yeah, part of the strategy there, I think, is that they're concerned about ultimately the bottom line, ultimately about where this is going, and it's that tug of war and the gentle politics of the Republicans not being able to afford to lose Hispanics, but also being caught in the middle of the situation of illegals while they're talking about immigration reform. Karl Rove, the Grand Master GOP strategist, says Republicans should focus on achieving tighter border security rather than opposing the pathway to citizenship when the Senate takes up immigration reform. Says that they have to consider the impressions that they'll create, that there's public support for this pathway for those in the country illegally. And there are many Republicans who support this. A lot of Republicans who support it in the Senate. The House, a much different story. Hey, kick back, get some popcorn. We're doing our cheap movie reviews next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hi everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. When a mild-mannered businessman learns his identity has been stolen, he hits the road in an attempt to foil the thief, a trip that puts him in the path of a deceptively harmless-looking woman. Identity Thief stars Jason Bateman and Maggie Elizabeth Jones. Take No Prisoners cop John McClane for the first time finds himself on foreign soil after travelling to Moscow to help his wayward son Jack. Unaware that Jack is really a highly trained CIA operative out to stop a nuclear weapons heist. With the Russian underworld in pursuit and battling a countdown to war, the two McClanes discover that their opposing methods make them unstoppable heroes. Bruce Willis is back in A Good Day to Die Hard. After a zombie becomes involved with the girlfriend of one of his victims, their romance sets in motion a sequence of events that might transform the entire lifeless world. Warm Bodies is a new take on the zombie genre and stars Nicholas Hoult and Teresa Palmer. Jessica Alba, Brendan Fraser and Sarah Jessica Parker are the starring voices in Escape from Planet Earth. This animated comedy will keep the kids entertained this weekend for sure. There are a lot of TV series out on DVD and Blu-ray this week, including Breaking Bad Season 5, Season 2 of Falling Skies, Season 6 of Ice Road Truckers, Pretty Little Liars Season 3, and White Collar Season 5. Break out your police shirt, tool belt, and Indian feathered headdress as the village people take us back to 1980 with Can't Stop the Music.
The film itself is a shameless promotion of one of the campest musical groups of the disco era. The producers even managed to insert a promotion for Milk in a genius stroke of product placement. Surprisingly, only one of their hits made it into the movie, instead relying on new songs to carry this quasi-mockumentary. The script is typically shallow, the costumes were 80s fashion bad, but the music is stellar. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
Thanks, Jack. Wow, that was fun. That was terrific. What a great job he does on those DVD reviews. You got to pay attention. I know he has like a little fandom now starting to form because of those DVDs. So send us some email on it, americatonight.net. Let's move to the big screen. Man of Steel. Can't wait to see this movie. You know who's in this? Amy Adams. Of course, she's Lois Lane. Russell Crowe is in it. Henry Cavill is the Superman character. It's so hard. You always think of Christopher Reeve in the old 70s version of Superman because they replay it all the time. But I think he looks like Superman, and I think that's going to be a really fun movie to see. No. The Man of Steel is not coming up. I'm just saying that I'm interested in it so everybody knows. See, I'm looking ahead. It's not out yet. In fact, it's not going to be out for a while later in the summer. So that's my way of telling you the things that are coming up that we're going to let you preview, let you hear, would not necessarily be my favorite. I like Owen Wilson, and I like, you know, his tag team partner in this, Vince Vaughn. It's called The Internship, but this looks like a dumb movie. Take a listen.
I defy you to crush this course and not get psyched out of your mind.
The Chrono Shock 13.
They didn't tell you, did they?
Your company is closed.
You closed the company?
Everything's computerized now.
People have a deep mistrust of machines. Have you seen Terminator?
Yep. Yeah.
Or 2?
Mm-hmm.
Or 3? Or 4?
All of them.
Vic, I got it.
Google.
You got us a job at Google?
Not a job. It's an interview for an internship that could lead to a job. Nick, this might be the last chance that we got.
Come in here. You got to come in closer. Yeah. You won't be able to see. See how small the webcam is? No, get you to cheat.
We can see you guys.
Okay, good.
Great. You got it?
Hi, my name is Billy.
We can hear you fine as well.
Oh, great.
Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Google. This will not be your average internship.
We're looking at some sort of mental Hunger Games against a bunch of genius kids for just like a handful of jobs.
That's a Sharpie, by the way, genius.
That's my fault.
From Lyle, one of the team managers.
Tell me.
Normally just putting the fist out without the words is all that's necessary.
Come on, bro. Fist me. Get up in there.
Yeah, that's definitely not right.
Your interns?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Deal with it.
You're so old, though. I thought you were important.
Sometimes the long shots pay off the biggest.
Our team's a joke.
You guys got to start believing.
This reminds me of a little girl from a steel town who had the dream to dance.
She had to strip down to nothing. She had to sit in that chair and arch her back, and she reached up and pulled the chain to nowhere and doused herself with water.
Flash dance? You're talking about the movie from the 80s.
Yeah, you're damn right I am.
Oh, boy.
Have rules. The red paddle indicates no, green paddle, yes. Having a beer with your boss.
If you want to grab a cold one with me, you let me know.
I will not be grabbing a cold one with you.
You get high?
Your job? Find the book.
Why don't the two of you guys right now go and find the programmer?
His name is Charles Xavier.
He's a professor at Stanford.
He's in a wheelchair.
Got it.
Stanford wheelchair.
Yes.
Charles Xavier?
Very funny.
Professor Xavier, we know that it's you.
You found me out. Cyclops, Rogue, we're all here. Now, I want to share some of my wisdom with you.
Oh, my God! Professor Xavier's a total...
Ah, yes, The Internship, the whole Google deal. No way, don't go see it. I like these guys, I like comedy, but I would wait for it to come out on DVD. Let's switch to The Purge.
tonight allows people a release for all the hatred and violence that they keep up inside them.
Why don't you guys kill someone tonight?
Because we don't feel the need to, Johnny.
Just remember all the good the Purge does.
We'll be fine, just like always. No worries, okay?
This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual Purge. At the siren, all emergency services will be suspended for 12 hours. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Help me! Someone, please! Help me! I just need to keep someone safe!
Why did you let him in our home? We have no idea who's after him.
Our target for this year's purge is hiding in your home. You have 1 hour to find him and get him to us, or we'll kill all of you.
They can't get in here, right? They can't get into our home. Nothing is ever going to be okay again.
Alright, this is scary. This is what some of you worry about. This is the government saying we're sanctioning an annual 12-hour period where any and all criminal activity, including murdering someone, is okay. It's legal. And you can't call the cops. And the hospitals are suspending all help. Can you imagine? Ethan Hawke is one of the main stars in this. Lena Headey is also in it. Headey is also in it. This movie might be kind of interesting. It's a wild twist on things. For sure, a rental. Not sure if I would go and see it on the big screen or not. Maybe a matinee. Some others that are coming out in limited release include Dirty Wars, and this is investigative journalist Jeremy Scahill is pulling into a journey near and far, chasing down what he says are hidden truths behind our covert wars. He's a good journalist, could be interesting. And how about this, Evocateur, the Morton Downey Jr. movie. Remember him, The Mouth That Roared? I heard this one was pretty interesting. And then this movie, in wide release, you have to have a certain kind of taste. It's called Much Ado About Nothing. Sounds like Shakespeare. It is Shakespeare in a movie, and they talk that way in the movie. I saw a little preview for it. I have to say it was kind of interesting. If you see a movie, do a cheap movie review and send it to us at americatonight.net.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
To take part in our segment called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done, you just have to tell us what it is. Send it to us at americatonight.net or give me a phone call, 855-266-5283. So we're going to get to that in just a second, but I'm going to tell you about some dumb things that shouldn't have happened around the U.S. This from Provo, Utah. Bomb squad was called in. Why they saw the light? Turns out that they thought it was a bomb. The suspicious device was just part of a bicycle light. A man mowing his lawn spotted a cylinder with wires sticking out of it. He called the cops. Thought it was a pipe bomb. The bomb squad used its robot. Took hours to check it out. It was an empty battery pack for a bike light. I don't know, you could say safe, better safe than sorry, or, dude, get some better glasses. This one's pretty good. Okay, so dumb things a great big chain shouldn't have done, because we're all supposedly trying to get healthy. For goodness sake, we have Ben Fuchs on to tell us why we need to eat power foods and not donuts. Well, Dunkin' Donuts has gone nationwide with glazed donut breakfast. Yeah, it's a sandwich. Fried eggs and bacon between a split glazed donut? Friday is National Donut Day. That's when the donut breakfast sandwich is being added to the menu. If you're going to eat eggs and bacon in a donut, are you kidding? You're definitely not counting calories. You couldn't be. Duncan says the sandwich is 360 calories, which I can't believe it's only 360 calories. I would have thought it would be way more than that. And what's so odd, and this sometimes happens, and people don't realize this, they have a turkey sausage sandwich, and people always think, oh, turkey. Yeah, turkey is not as fattening. But the turkey sausage sandwich is 390 calories. But I don't know. There's something about glazed donuts slapping a bunch of bacon in the middle of it and some fried eggs that seriously is a dumb thing. Can't they just stick to donuts? Always they have to mess with our breakfast. All right. Do you think it's dumb to own a kangaroo when you live in Florida? They're looking for one. The owners of the runaway roo, deputies in Pasco County chased a kangaroo for 10 hours this past weekend. They had some 911 calls about seeing a hopping creature. One woman said the animal was just hopping around and she was videotaping it because it's cool. So far, I think even now, nobody has claimed the kangaroo. I don't know. Of all the pets you could have, you're going to have a kangaroo. Alligators. We just had the person who had the alligator that they were abusing in their basement. Why are you having gators and kangaroos and tigers? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. You got to be careful when you buy yoga pants. The downward dog is looking up for Lululemon. The chain's yoga pants were a huge hit. I mean, people couldn't get enough of them, and yoga's big right now. So some women just love the black pants because, you know, it looked good. You could just throw them on, run down, do your yoga thing. But it turns out that the black pants showed a big moon because they were sheer. The company blamed a style change and a production problems. So they've reformulated the yoga pants and they're headed back to the Lululemon shelves. You can get them online, too. Who cares? But I think it's hilarious that they were see-through and nobody knew. Nobody knew.
Oh, we knew.
Crack at you. So, hey, Lululemon, I love those pants that you're wearing. Where can I get some? Turn around. Model it for me, will you? All right, continuing with dumb things I shouldn't have done. This one from Pete in Michigan, and Pete says, hello, Ms. Delaney, long time, no speak. I have to tell you, dumbest thing I ever did is I decided, I'm not much of a carpenter, but I decided, I guess I got sucked in to all the Home Depot commercials I saw, that I was going to be a home improvement guy. Bought a tool belt, thought it was pretty cool, stocked up on all the items, got myself a saw, and decided I needed to redo a shed. It was a pretty big shed. It was in the backyard. It was wooden. Took it apart, started to saw a lot of the wood. Didn't realize I wasn't paying attention and didn't know much about the saw and measurements and that kind of thing. And before you know it, I was sawing just a little too close to my hand. I lost a thumb. I sawed right into my thumb and didn't even realize it. It was a dumb thing I shouldn't have done using the saw. I think we have a simulation of Pete's saw somewhere at the studio, don't we? Pete! Oh, sawing! Are you kidding me? No way. See, and this is the thing. You look at a handsaw, and I think it was a handsaw. That's what he's saying. You look at the handsaw, and you think, oh, it's innocent. It's not a big deal. I don't have an electric saw going. But then it gets stuck. Who knows if it was rusty. And he did say, please tell the audience, my thumb was reattached. It's not quite the same as it was, but I'm not completely missing it. Ooh. I don't know, Nathan. Are you familiar with tools? Are you a big fixer-upper guy?
Sometimes.
So you don't worry about hitting yourself with a hammer or the saw or any of that?
I have hit myself with a hammer, but that was when you're doing it all day, you're not paying attention as much. But, yeah, when I was a kid, I know I cut myself a little bit, but I didn't chop anything off.
Yeah, that's the key. You don't want to chop anything off. You got to be really careful with that. You just have to watch. You cannot be paying attention to what other people are doing. You can't be having a bunch of conversations. You got to just focus on what you're doing.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem probably for most people. All right, here's another one, too, that we got. And this one was from Dave in Texas. And Dave said, "Hey, America Tonight, Katie Kate, I heard you talk about dumb things. I know, sister, I've done a lot of dumb things, but I picked out this one that I thought you would find interesting. Mama cat giving birth to a bunch of kittens. Seems I didn't realize as I got very, very close, was watching, was just in awe of what I was witnessing, in a sense, realizing I would have to probably find homes for all of these little kittens. But I didn't realize there were so many other cats around in this barn area where I was. And all of a sudden, it was like I was the main event, and I was almost mauled to death, believe it or not. Cats can be creepy, especially when they're angry.
This is so fun to make.
Oh, that's scaring me. Oh! Those cats are freaky. Are you kidding me? Oh, that's bad. I can see it. I mean, I can see it. Maybe these cats were protective. I don't know. I've never heard of that before. But I don't know much about, you know, a whole bunch of stray cats. Oh, those cats are terrible. Oh. He says, caveat, I did get out with my life, but I never take a cat for granted any longer. Yeah, I guess because you think, well, it's not some giant dog. This isn't a pit bull. These are cats, for goodness sake. Shoo, cat, shoo away. But you forget the claws and the, again, how scary they sound, certainly when there's a whole bunch of them. You know, it's funny listening to those cats. It sounded like a scene out of Catwoman. With Halle Berry, when she fell on a bunch of cats or something. It was such a brutal movie, I didn't even watch the whole thing. So remember, dumb things I shouldn't have done. If you have some dumb things you shouldn't have done and you want to add to the conversation, we do it a couple of times a week. It's a brand new feature. You can send it to us. I already gave you the email address a ton of times, but americatonight.net. Or during the segment, you can always give us a call at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Stacy in Mississippi, hello. You're going to finish off this segment. What do you got for us, brother?
All right, let's do it. Let's do it quick. You're talking about a saw. Okay, and people that use skill saws, please don't ever do this. Your guard, you know, that goes down and it comes up as you're cutting wood.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my dad owned a construction company for, I don't know, 40, 50 years. Anyway, my brother and them, and they was at the lumber yard doing it, believe it or not, and they was cutting a bunch of boards and everything, and they was cutting like four or five woman fours at a time, and he had the guard tied to a little wedge wood. And it hit a knot or hit the cord, and it jumped back on him. And he was only like 17 years old. The saw sunk in his stomach and then went up into it, right up to it. It cut out a foot of his large intestines, put in half his small intestine, piece of his stomach, his pancreas. And, Lord God, I can't remember what else. He had to wear a colostomy and all that and everything. And now he's one of the biggest construction companies in Mississippi.
Woo! So you've got to be careful.
Don't ever tie your guard up on a skill saw.
That is a very good warning. Thank you, Stacy. All right, dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult, valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Nooks and crannies, such a smart crew, I'm telling you, have sent me your thoughts on the NSA and looking at the phone records and a slew of different things that have been heavily, heavily pounded on this show and probably others too as well. We're going to get to that in just a second because we're going to dip into the mailbag. But a couple of things, you know, this week in history, interesting things that are coming up actually and through the weekend. Over the weekend, think about this when we hit the page on June 9th. Back in 1973, that's when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. What a horse Secretariat was. My mother and aunt, when they dropped me off at school at Ohio University, decided to go down into Kentucky, and they said it was the best thing they ever did. And they saw Secretariat, because you could go and see Secretariat, I think at the time, or maybe it was the statue, I can't remember. I have to make sure because I can't remember when Secretariat died. I think they could still see Secretariat. But anyway, Secretariat won the Triple Crown in 73. It couldn't have been that. I think they saw the farm and saw the statue because the years don't make sense. But it's interesting. I was thinking about Secretariat and realizing, and I've said this before, 1978, that's the last Triple Crown winner of Firm. So we have the Belmont Stakes this weekend. No chance for a Triple Crown winner. John Wayne, the great John Wayne, died June 11th, 1979, while Reagan went after Gorbachev, challenged him, remember, take this wall down. That was June 12th, 1987. Time flies. And this I love, if we go back to the 60s, June 13th, 1966, the Miranda rights were established. How about that? All right, without further ado, let's skedaddle and go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very, very much. He was right on time. You gotta love that. All right, here's our first one, and this is from Bo listening to us in Illinois. And Bo says, Kate, Andrea, what a headache. As somebody who just moved from a coastal area, man, I love living close to the beach, I have to say. But what I had to pay insurance-wise and the anxiety that I had to go through just wasn't worth it any longer. Those heavy rains and those floods and what now seems to be happening more and more is tough to wade through. So I decided to move back to my roots. That's where I've been catching your show and the Midwest, so I can deal with other things like tornadoes. Keep it up, sister. Rock on. Yes, yeah, you trade one weather from one climate for another. You know, what is worse? I'll take my natural disaster and put it up against your natural disaster. Because look what we've seen. Look at the tornadoes. Moore, Oklahoma. Before that, 6 months ago, well, now it's longer than that, Hurricane Sandy and how brutal that was and people who died and houses and everything else that was ripped apart. So, yeah, you could point to almost any part of the country and say, yeah, but depends on the era. Sometimes something horrific has happened, but then it's been a very long time since they've seen a really super big disaster strike again, like a mudslide, a wildfire, floods, you know, whatever it might be. Let's go to this guy here. Philip says, hey, Ms. Delaney, you were talking about the fact that one woman won the lottery, and she was 84 years old. Can you imagine? Why is somebody in their 80s playing the lottery? I hope to God she's got a lot of great-grandchildren and people that she can leave the money to, because I doubt that she would be spending a ton of it, even if she went and took a really cool vacation. I seriously doubt it. But did you see the story about the woman who let her cut in line? Can you imagine how different her life would be? Funny you should bring that up. I put something on Facebook. If you go to americatonight.net, you can link into my Facebook and Twitter. And I thought about this earlier in the day. You had a 34-year-old woman. Her name's Mindy Crandall. And she was in the lottery line at the Zephyr Hills, Florida public supermarket. And what happened was, of course, she bought tickets. But she found out because she could see the woman, so she knows. She let her in line. She let her in line and said, you know, go ahead. You can go ahead of me. You can get your ticket. But she got a quick pick ticket that ends up being the winner. So here's the thing, though. If I was going to give her some comfort, this Mindy Crandall, she was in line. She would have said she got a quick ticket, a quick pick ticket. She could have gotten the quick pick ticket that this 84-year-old woman got, Mackenzie. That's her last name, Gloria Mackenzie. But because of the timing and when things are spit out at machines all over the country, somebody else could have easily picked up, I guess, that quick pick ticket. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's the numbers that would have just been spit out by that machine anyway, regardless. But, oh, I just, what a, boy, that would just be a terrible thought. I hate to say that. How, you know, how do you, in your mind, you'd be getting $370.9 million. So instead you let somebody get in line and they won one of our biggest jackpots ever. In poker, we call that a really bad beat. A really bad beat. I would say this. I think the woman, now that this story has come out, I don't know. I think that the numbers still could have come out differently. The clerk, the whole thing. I mean, the buy, you know, because that's what I would think if I were her. But if this McKenzie woman wants to do something nice, I'd say spiff her a little bit. Why not? I mean, am I crazy to think that? I don't know. It's random numbers generated on computers, so who knows if she would have gotten it. But that would have been cool if, and maybe she will still do it. Maybe she gives her just a little pocket change. She wouldn't have to give her something big, but it would be neat if she did turn around and do that. Okay, this one comes to us from Bradley. Kate, did you see Spock with the IRS video? This idiot apologized for what he called an embarrassing mistake. Guarantee he never thought that he would be dragged up on the hill and he'd be talking about dressing up like a dope at the hands of the taxpayers' money. Crazy enough, he is and was in that situation. I think his name was Fink something or other, and isn't it interesting that's his last name as part of a training video? So he did apologize, but I'm sorry, wasteful spending over $4 million? That was the cost of that conference? Give me a break. We need to abolish the IRS and come up with a flat tax. I agree with you. I've talked about that. I think we should have a flat tax. It's going to be a long time coming if we ever get it. The IRS is potent. I don't see the IRS just going away. Let's go to Izzy listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
I made my dues to Nathan, poor baby.
That is terrible, jumping off of the tree into a, trying to get up. What is he thinking?
Well, I had to ask him, do you now have a key hidden someplace that is on terra firma?
That's right.
I should not make fun of him.
Oh, it's a,
but you
it's
are an out. Adult, Nathan. Hello.
Yeah, you are an adult. That's right.
Jeez.
Anyway. I was listening to the lady speak about all the societal ills and what's wrong with our young people.
Yeah.
Have people bothered to look at the textbooks today? Because I sit on a textbook committee when schools want to introduce new textbooks. And believe me, I jump up and down, scream, holler, and go on like a rabid dog. Because some of them are so revised, so socialistic. It is pathetic what is being taught in our school, our public schools. And kids today really aren't any different than they were 50 or 60 years ago. It is everything that is drummed into their head that is different.
I mean, you know, I'd agree with that. I would also agree with, in some cases, there are wonderful parents out there, but I'd say that some people, the way they raise their kids is probably, Izzy, a lot different than the way kids used to be raised because they're so afraid of, you know, saying the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing, being politically correct, kids running around in circles, screaming at restaurants. Oh, my mother would have walloped us, and nobody would have turned her in to Child Protective Services, and we would have never done it again. But, you know, it's just different the way kids are treated and the textbook angle. That's pretty interesting. I'll have to look into that. Thanks, Izzy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.